Welcome to the Sober and Happy Podcast, where we talk about all things recovery-related, how to navigate the challenges that we'll face along the way on our journey towards our best lives, and how we could go from living a life of simply just being sober to a life where we're both sober and happy. Alcohol is all around us. We see it in movies, hear it in songs on the radio, and see that entire aisles in the grocery store are dedicated to it. Every other billboard on the freeway seems to show people drinking and having a good time. But what if I told you that despite how our society portrays it, a large percentage of the population doesn't drink? And not because they can't, but because they simply choose not to. Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today. So buckle up. This is going to be a great episode. Welcome back. After getting sober, the first and most surprising thing I learned is that not everybody drinks. I remember right before leaving rehab, wondering how I was going to survive in a world where everybody drinks. How would I make friends if I didn't drink with other people? Are there places to socialize without alcohol? And am I going to be a complete outcast in society now that I'm sober? I went to AA after I got out of rehab, so I knew that there was a group of people just like me who used to drink but couldn't anymore. But even in the rooms of AA, it seemed like everybody was classified into two categories, alcoholics and normies. Normies were described to me as the group of people in the world who can drink without it becoming a problem. And since I pretty much only hung out with people who drank before I got sober and only people from AA after I got sober, that just validated my belief system. And then I remember meeting the first person who didn't drink simply because they chose not to drink. I met this woman after signing up for an account on Match.com. At the time, I was scared to even be around alcohol, so I wasn't going to date anybody who drank. So I set the filter for drinking to doesn't drink, and I set the religion filter to spiritual but not religious. Honestly, I figured this would just give me other people who went to AA, and many of the women I chatted with from that search did in fact go to AA. But I went out to dinner one night with someone I matched with. As I said, I automatically assumed she was sober like me, and I asked her how long it's been since she quit drinking. She looked at me a little confused and said, I didn't really quit. I drank a few times in college and didn't like how it made me feel, so I just didn't want to drink again. As funny as this sounds in retrospect, I honestly didn't understand. How could someone not like how alcohol made them feel? Why would someone who didn't have a problem with alcohol still choose not to drink? It was like she had a free pass and she was refusing to use it. I told her she was the first person I met who didn't drink simply because they chose not to. She looked at me and said, I think you need to get out more. She explained that most of her friends either don't drink or rarely drink. Unfortunately, by getting out more, she didn't mean going out with her again. I guess my obsession with her not drinking was a red flag, and although we didn't go on a second date, I learned a valuable lesson. Not everybody drinks. Here's the cool thing about having a revelation like that. You start to see the world in a whole different way after that revelation. There is a scene in one of my favorite movies, Field of Dreams, that I find relatable to that point. If you haven't seen the movie, I'll give you a quick rundown of the plot, and I'll also include a link to this scene in the show notes just in case I don't explain it well enough. There's a man who owns a corn farm, and he has a vision that he needs to plow down a bunch of his crop and build a baseball field in the middle of it. A voice tells him, "If you build it, they will come." He decides to do it, and ghosts of baseball players in the past begin to show up and play on the field. But only he, his wife, his young daughter, and one other random guy could see the players. His brother-in-law, who can't see the players, keeps calling him crazy and telling him that he's gonna lose the farm. Then in one scene, while arguing with his brother-in-law, his daughter falls off the bleachers and begins choking on a hot dog. One of the players on the field was a young kid who had given up his dream of becoming a professional baseball player while he was still alive to become a doctor. However, he was now able to realize his dream on this field. He saw the girl choking and had to choose to step off the field, give up his baseball dreams, and become a doctor again to save the little girl. When he steps off the field, not only does the brother-in-law see him, but he is now able to see all the other players on the field that he wasn't able to see before. He realizes only then that the main character is not crazy. He was just now able to see something that he hasn't up till that point. He immediately looks at his brother-in-law and says, "You can't sell the farm, Ray. You have to keep this farm." At that moment, everything he thought was true up to that point, he realized now was not true. And now that he knew that, he could see much more. When I left dinner that night, my belief about how everybody in our society drinks and that I was a complete outcast for not drinking was challenged. Suddenly, I started thinking about people I knew I hadn't ever seen drink. I always assumed it was because they couldn't drink, but now I wondered if they chose not to drink, just like the woman I went on that date with. I had a boss at a job years ago who would take us all out to dinner if we had to work late. We would all order drinks with dinner, but he never ordered one, saying that he didn't drink. I emailed him, admitting it was a weird question, but asking why he didn't drink. He told me that he had never had a drink before in his life. He saw how people acted when they got drunk, and he never saw the appeal of drinking. My mind was blown. I started seeing people around me at restaurants who didn't order drinks with dinner. I saw people at baseball games or concerts drinking soda instead of beer. I rarely went to these places before because I felt everybody around me was drunk, but that was only because I was only noticing the people who were drinking. In reality, although many people do drink at these events, the majority of the people are not drinking. And of the minority who were, most of them were not getting drunk. Now, I'm a statistics guy. My day job is as a data analyst, so I like to see the numbers, so I started researching. Here are some interesting facts about drinking habits in the United States. 38% of Americans do not drink at all. That means in a society where I thought everybody drinks, 126 million people abstain entirely from alcohol. The number of young adults who drink has been rapidly declining every year over the last decade, showing that there is a rapid shift in how people becoming adults in our society view alcohol. So the number of non-drinkers is only going to keep increasing. Most surprisingly, the number one reason why people say they don't drink, they simply have no desire to drink. The second reason is that they just don't like drinking. The third is because it's unhealthy. We have to get to numbers 4 and 5 until we get to those of us who don't drink because of being afraid of the consequences or having past problems with alcohol. Those top three reasons compromise over half of the people who choose not to drink. That means in the United States, over 68 million people don't drink because they simply don't have the desire. Those beer commercials have been lying to me all these years. And it isn't just the beer commercials that create the stereotypes around how prevalent drinking is in our society. It is in our movies and throughout the music industry, and you can't drive down the highway without being bombarded with images of people enjoying their best lives with a drink in their hand. So how, in a society that seems to push alcohol on us, do we find more people who don't drink? The most obvious place is recovery groups, whether it's AA, Celebrate Recovery, Smart Recovery, or one of the many recovery groups you could find online. But we don't have to limit ourselves to only people in recovery. I found that places with a general theme of self-improvement will have a much higher percentage of people who don't drink. Whether it's churches or other spiritual groups, meditation retreats, or health and wellness places such as the gym or yoga studios. I've joined some Facebook groups of people who like to go hiking, and I find that not only does no one in the group drink while hiking, but most of the time, if people are going to hang out and grab lunch after a hike, it is rare for people to order a drink with their lunch after a hike. Now, anytime I mention this, someone always says, "Well, I know plenty of people who go to church and still drink." Well, yes, but did you notice all the ones who didn't? Or, like me before my revelation, were you only focusing on the ones who did drink? The places I mention, including recovery meetings, will not exclusively be full of non-drinkers. They're just suggestions of places where a higher percentage of people do not drink. But I found the best way to meet people who don't drink is no longer keeping that I don't drink a secret. I spent much of the beginning of my sobriety living in anonymity. When offered a drink in a public setting, I would always make up an excuse for why I didn't drink out of fear of judgment instead of just being honest and saying, "No thanks, I don't drink." Do that in a group setting where alcohol is around and the other people who do not drink will gravitate towards you. They would rather hang out with someone who is not drinking because honestly, the majority of people think drunk people are annoying. Most people don't think people who are drinking are more fun to be around. Only other drunk people do. Once again, the beer commercials were lying to me. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Here's your weekly challenge. I want you to challenge an old belief that you've carried far beyond its usefulness. If, like me, you think that everybody drinks, start observing the world through the lens of the possibility that your belief may not be accurate. Start noticing the people who don't drink instead of focusing on the people who are drinking. Like me, you may find yourself surprised at the result of doing this. That is my challenge for you this episode. New episodes come out each Friday, so I look forward to connecting with you next week. And as always, thank you so much for listening and keep living sober and happy.